Rev 10 Podcast number 47, June 30th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah! Oh, that's right.
Hey. Fantastic. Thanks for joining the Rev 10 Podcast. If you're a new listener from iTunes, welcome to the Rev 10 Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. I'm Rev 10. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area. I like to count myself a friend to many people and to speak hope into people's lives. I want to speak some inspiration into your life today, kind of give you some thoughts and some inspiration as far as how you can take your life and apply it to the great things that God has planned for you. Now, you can always find references to the scripture verses or the music songs that we play on this show, how to get a hold of them, by going to podshownotes.com. One word, podshownotes.com. And all scripture verses, music references, as well as a link to Podcast Alley, where you can vote for this podcast, is found. Now, all of us podcasters like you to go to Podcast Alley, look up the podcast name, which is Rev 10 Podcast, and cast a vote at Podcast Alley. It helps us to stay in the top 50 or so, and it helps us to be visible so more and more people can pick us up. And if you like the Rev 10 Podcast, you can go there once a month and vote for the show. You can also email us at rev10podcast@gmail.com or even leave us a voicemail comment by calling 815-301-8600. That's 815-301-8600. And that's the Godcast Network audio comment line. Rev 10 is a member of the Godcast Network, and you can find that at godcast.org. Today I want to talk about, well, since the 4th of July is coming up in America, I want to talk about some things that you can do, some points that you can bring into your family so that you won't stress out about the holidays. A lot of times we'll have the people over to the house and we'll have an outing, or we'll go camping, or we'll do some kind of a holiday thing that we just have a lot of plans for. But I want to give you about eight different things, a list of eight things that you can use even beginning this holiday season, that can just simply help you in your holiday to get along with people better, to build up relationships, or even to start some brand new things in your holiday. Let me talk a little bit about some things that you can do beginning this weekend, the July 4th weekend of 2005. Number one, be realistic in your expectations. In other words, you don't have to strive to make this a very perfect holiday at the expense of stressing out. Just be realistic. Don't think so high that you are just going crazy at all the details and worrying about every single thing and every single person. But be realistic in your expectations. I know a lot of times I build things up because I'm kind of a promoter with what I like to do and say. And so I kind of act like, hey, this is going to be the very best you've ever experienced in your whole life. And when we actually do it, it may have been the third best or something. I don't know. Not that it was a bad thing, but it just never, you know, perhaps it wasn't the best thing. So be realistic in your expectations. Number two, simplify. Say no to obligations that just might be too much on your plate. If there's some things that you have to take care of course you're going to do those things. But simplify and don't say yes to so many things that you obligate yourself to a point that you're stressing out more. The third thing to have fun this holiday season is to help someone else. In other words, volunteer or get involved by blessing another person's life. Do something to help them out. You know, pick up an elderly person and have them join your family. Bring over a meal to someone that is less fortunate. Somehow just reach out. Maybe you could even help out at a rescue mission to feed the homeless. There's a lot of things that you could do to just take a couple of hours and be a blessing to someone's life that you know. Number four, do something natural. Here's what I mean by that. Do something natural. In other words, build a project, cook a meal, do a wood carving, take a hike, walk somewhere. But really what you're doing is you're taking a step back and you're claiming some of the holiday time to build or strengthen your friendships or relationships. Do something natural. Just have some fun. Number five, this is probably important. Practice being a peacemaker. If a family dispute begins to happen, you know what? Just ease the pain. You don't have to go there. Practice by being a peacemaker and helping the family to settle down. Number six, think about the money and time you spend. In other words, a lot of times for holidays, we spend a lot of money or we spend a lot of time trying to do everything just exactly the right way, or we may really just use up too much money. Keep them in balance. Just don't let them get out of balance. So think about the money and time you spend. Well, I have two more that I'm going to bring you in just a second.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
Now is the time. Reach for the sky.
Wow. That's a great song called The Song of Freedom, and it's by Azimuth. You can find out how to find that song by going to the show notes page, podshownotes.com. Now, do you have any comments or suggestions about the Rev Tim podcast? You can make those comments or suggestions by emailing us at revtimpodcast@gmail.com. Would appreciate any kind of feedback at all. Maybe if you have a topic to suggest or anything at all, we would love for you to email us right over there. I'm talking about what things that you can do for the holidays in order to smooth them out and to make them more enjoyable. Number one, be realistic in your expectations. Number two, simplify. Number three, help someone else. Number four, do something natural, build a project, cook a meal, things like that. Number five, practice being a peacemaker. Number six, think about the money and time you spend and don't get them out of balance. Now here's number seven. Create a new tradition that you will repeat and build connection among your family and friends. In other words, start something this year. It could be all kinds of things. Be creative about it. I know that every Thanksgiving we go to this one house, and every time after lunch we build gingerbread houses, and it's been that way for years and years, and everyone just expects to do that. So create a new tradition that you're going to repeat every year and have fun with. And then number eight, think about the deeper meaning and the spiritual dimension of the holiday. Now, of course, when we talk about July 4th and the American holiday, we're really talking about the freedom of our democratic nation. And I'm not going to get into politics in this, but basically that's the bottom line of that holiday. But there's also freedom that you can have according to the Bible in Christ Jesus, because we were all bound by sin and we were born into sin. And there's no way we can be free except through that the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for ours. He gave his life, rose again on the third day. And the Bible says that if we will ask him for the forgiveness of our sins, confess our sins, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we'll be saved. And then we can serve him, and our life will turn around and be different. Now, let me give you some scriptures that are along this line of freedom when it comes to our relationship with Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 34 through 36, the Message version of the Bible says this. Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped in a dead-end life and is, in fact, a slave. A slave is a transient who can't come and go at will. The son, though, has an established position, the run of the house. So if the son sets you free, you are free through and through. One version says, you are free indeed. Galatians 5:1 says, so Christ has really set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Well, our prayers go out to the military, especially those in the face of danger around the world. To our soldiers in Iraq, thank you for all you are doing to fight for our freedom here and at home.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
Well, check out the Godcast Network, Godcast.org, if you're listening to new podcasts. Some great programming is found there. Also, remember, this is the end of the Rev Tim Podcast, but your service to the King really begins now.